Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tevin. Well, I thank God for being here this morning. Lord, forgive me for being late, but I was trying to understand your word a little bit better. And I was praying. So, you know, I want you to, this morning, God, I want you to manifest your glory in the lives and the hearts and family members. You know, God, you have your own way of doing things, and I honor your way above anything. But God, sometimes we just don't understand. It's as simple as that. And I guess what I'm trying to say this morning is, we honor you above all, above everything. We honor you. And I'm asking you to help us in the area of our understanding. That's the only way I can put it. As we celebrate you this morning, Jesus, you can't. There's no way that we can make it without your plans, your strategies, which are in us. But there's absolutely no way we can make it without understanding your purpose. There is purpose in everything you do. There's purpose in everything you bring about. And there's purpose that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So help us this morning. Help us understand your purpose so that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. sisters, I think I'm going to play that again. And Joanne Butler, why don't you dial me on my new phone? Because I know you can't dial into the Blog Talk. So if you dial me on my new phone, same number, new phone. If you dial me on my new phone, what we'll do is that I will have you pray for your son, and we will come into agreement with you on the tail line this morning. I got to figure out exactly how it works, but I don't think it'd be too difficult. Joanne?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. This is my new phone here.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, boy. The sound is, I'm kind of liking this, okay?
Go ahead.
So, what I want you to do is I want you to pray for your son, and then we're going to come into agreement with you. Can somebody tell me, can you all hear her on the tail line? You should be able to hear her much better than with that old phone that took, you know, the devil got in that, those details, but Jesus won. So, Jessica said, yes, audio is clear.
Okay.
All right, so you pray, and we're going to come into agreement, starting with me right here.
Okay.
You can tell him where he is and everything.
Okay. My son, there's just been, as I posted on Speaker, there's been a major battle over this young man's life. His grandfather missed his calling. They all have the same name. Preston means dweller in the priest's place. His grandfather missed his calling. His father missed his calling. But I am heaven-bent determined he's not going to miss his calling. And the enemy has been pulling out every stop, everything he can pull to try to take this man out, from drug addiction to alcohol to you name it, bringing this Jezebel woman into his life to sit and control him and manipulate him. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So the other night he took a handful of he's been through so much. He's been through a car accident that would have killed anybody else, but the Lord caused him not to even have internal injuries when the whole inside of the car was pushed, shoved up. He raised him up from that, and the doctor said he would never be the same, and it would take a year for him to recover. And he walked out of rehab in 6 weeks. So he's really a living miracle. And I know that when God, when the Father gets hold of him, he's going to be mighty for his kingdom. He took some of his psych meds, a handful of them, and wound up in ICU. And I called a nurse last night, and she said that he was being moved to a regular room. And this woman wanted to convince him to leave ICU because she had to get back to her daughter, which was a lie from the pit. But he's staying for his treatment, which is a major thing. And I want to pray too that he remains there for the course of whatever the doctors need to do to restore him. And that's where he is right now. He's being moved to a regular room out of ICU. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Ready for me to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Father God, we just come before you. With such a humble heart, this young man goes through so many things. Lord, we have your name. We lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify you, Father. There is no one like you. Father, you are our portion. You are Preston's exceeding great reward. Father, you even named him a name that says he's a priest of the Most High. He's a priest, Lord, and he needs to begin his ministry where his father and grandfather missed their calling, Lord. Father, we just, Lord, he is the firstborn male that opened my womb, and he is holy, set apart, dedicated unto you, and no devil from hell can take him, Lord God. And we thank you that you have your hand upon him, that you're surrounding his hospital bed with angels with flaming swords, Father God, to protect him. I thank you, Father, that even from his youth, he and his other siblings, I've declared that they are disciples taught of the Lord, obedient to God's will, and great in their peace and undisturbed composure. Father, I thank you that you contend with all who contend with him, and you perfect all that concerns him. You give him safety, you ease him, and you bring him into your divine purpose, Lord God. You bring him into your purpose, and I'm thanking you in advance that he shall, as you gave me the night that he was in that near fatal car accident that Satan manufactured to take him out 20 years ago. Father, your word that night to me was, he shall not die, but live to declare the illustrious deeds of the Lord Most High. And Father, as I stood by him on that gurney where he was unconscious, and I said to you, Lord, if you know he's not going to walk in the ways of piety, I release him. Take him now, because I don't want to see it. And you didn't take him, Father. So I know that was your silent promise to me, that you're going to bring him through. And he is going to be a priest of the Most High, Yahweh. He is going to be a priest. And Father, I thank you. I praise you. I worship you. I adore you. I extol you. I magnify you above this situation and anybody else. Father, as you've taught me, people say, you just pay for your children. Yep, all of my children have extremely wide spheres of influence. And when I pray for each one of my children, I'm praying for everybody that's within each of their spheres of influence, nationally, statewide, nationally, and internationally. So, Father God, I thank you, I praise you, I worship you. And I declare that, Father, whatever your purpose was, whatever your original intent was, for this young man, that intent is what I ask you for. I don't ask you for what I think it should be. I don't ask you for what anybody else's opinion. Lord, what was on your heart when you allowed his father's sperm to unite with my egg to form him? Yeah. What was your original intent? Yeah. That's how you want me to pray for my children. Lord, let your original intent, the heart, what was in your heart at his conception, be done in the mighty name of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Father. You always answer our prayers. I thank you this morning for this answered prayer.
Yes, Lord.
And it was also extended to every other mother, son, or daughter.
Yes.
That's going through something, or the children are going through something. We just extend your shalom.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I want you to just start thanking God, Taylor.
Thank you, Father.
Just start thanking God.
Thank you. Oh,
morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their song.
Of you know that I shared a message with you yesterday on the deadline. And the reason I took it down off the Blog Talk and I took it down off the Spreaker and I did not put it on YouTube. Now, Jose did save a copy of that message. And this is why I took it down. You see, you're not supposed to build a doctrine or your own theology or anything like that, because everything is built and based on the Word of God. So when God gave me that, I know He gave that to me for me, but I like to share because everything God gives me builds me up and empowers me. And I always like to share it. And when I got that message, I just confirmed it with the Word of God. And then I just gave it out yesterday on the deadline. But you see, the Bible says you're supposed to search out a thing. And you're supposed to, I like to have understanding, but it was so good. It's good that I went on and began to share it. and without really, really, really searching it out. But I searched it out so much so that I was talking to Jessica later in the day, and I told her, I said, I ran a reference on that, and I found out that in the Bible, in the King James Version, in the Authorized King James Version, and in the Geneva Version, it doesn't say plans. Then when I dug deeper into a Hebrew version, the word that's used there means, just like God gave it to me, thoughts. But it could also, but you have to really search it out. It can mean thoughts and plans. Thoughts and plans. Not plans. Because realistically, I found nowhere in the Bible that said plans. It says thoughts and plans. So that's why I took it down. Because I wanted to search it out. But then when I looked and I looked up, I ran a reference on purpose and purposes. It's over 279 references to purposes and purpose in the Bible. When I put the word plan in, I found nothing. I found planted, the root word for planted, plan. So I knew that it was valid, and I knew that God had given it to me. And I also knew, I want you to know that, you know, I ain't trying to rewrite the Bible or nothing like that. So I just didn't put it up. But in referencing it, I could put it up. I don't know that I'm going to, because I'm going to write a little booklet on that very subject. But all those people, it seems like the church has been using Jeremiah 29:11. And it's got a lot of people off into thinking that, you know, God has a plan for them and they cannot fail. And it's going to come to pass someday. Well, I'm here to tell you something. That ain't what it says. And it ain't going to come to pass someday. You know why? Because, like God told me yesterday, that God has a purpose for your life. It's your job to make a plan for that purpose here on earth. And then he gave me that scripture, I could do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That is when God, when you accept and see and hear and understand God's purpose, and then you make the plan, and then God gives you everything you need to strengthen you to cause that plan to be brought into manifestation. So all you people that have been sitting down waiting, thinking that something is going to just drop down in your life, I got news for you. You got to understand that God's purpose, and then you got to understand your job in God's purpose is to develop the plan and carry it out with the help of the Lord God. Not you helping God. God helping you. Because if you understand, if you see, hear, and understand his purpose for your life, boy, it's easy to make that plan. And it's easy for God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh. It's easy. It's easy for God to bring it to pass. And I just heard the word Emmanuel. I just heard the word Emmanuel, God with you. God with you to fulfill that plan. I'm loving this, Emmanuel. God with you. And see, today, if you didn't hear it yesterday, you might not understand today. But anyway, this is it. Please make sure you get these scriptures. Because this whole thing is going to eventually be life transforming and bring you into a revelation. Now I'm seeing of God with you, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. The Lord say Proverbs 14:11-13. This is the authorized King James Version. Proverbs 14:11-13. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It goes on to say, even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful. And the end of that mirth is heaviness. Thank you, God. Now go to Proverbs 16. I hope you're getting this. Proverbs 16:24-26. Again, the authorized King James Version. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. Again, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, he that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth of him. Now here is Proverbs 16:24-26 in the Message. Gracious speech is like clover honey, good taste to the soul, quick energy for the body. There is a way that looks harmless enough. The Message say, look again, it leads straight to hell. Appetite is an incentive to work. Hunger makes you work all the harder. Brothers and sisters, I want you to really ask God to give you your own personal understanding. What is God trying to say here? I ain't got it yet. Go to 1 Chronicles 29. 17 through 19. This is the Amplified Bible. First Chronicles 29, 17 through 19. I know also, my God, that you try the heart and delight in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart, I have freely offered all these things. And now I have seen with joy your people who are present here offer voluntarily and freely to you, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the minds of your people and direct and establish their hearts towards you. This is David praying for Solomon. And give to Solomon, my son, a blameless heart to keep your commandments, testimonies, and statutes, and to do all that is necessary to build the palace for you, for which I have made provision. And then I wrote here the thoughts that I think toward you. Back again to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now here's Jeremiah 29:11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Now I want you to look at some again. It's Jeremiah 29:11-13 in the Amplified. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. 13. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me. Look at this. As a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now here's Jeremiah 29:11-14 in the Message. This is God's word on the subject. As soon as Babylon's 7 years are up, and not a day before, I'll show up and take care of you as I promised, and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree. I'll turn things around for you. I bring you back from all the countries into which I drove you. God's decree. Bring you home to the place from which I sent you off into exile. You can count on it. So then I went over there to the Orthodox Jewish Bible. The Orthodox Jewish Bible, Jeremiah 29:11-13, Yirmeyah. I don't speak Hebrew or Greek or any of that, but in the Orthodox Jewish Bible it says, "For I know the Mashavat, thoughts, comma, plans that I think towards you, saith Hashem Mashavat, shalom, shalom, and not of ra'ah, to give you an acharit, a future, and a tikvah, hope. Then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and vehet paleotem, and you, plural, will pray unto me, and I will pay heed unto you, plural. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me, because lavakim, with all your heart." That is that definition from the Jewish Orthodox Bible. Okay? So then I went over there and I looked at purpose. This is what I found. In Exodus 7:1, the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I make you as God to Pharaoh to declare my will and purpose to him. And Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet." Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. "But for this very purpose have I let you live, that I might show you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth." I'm on purpose again. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day." That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. And look, hallowed it, set it apart for his purposes. Exodus 34:27, "And the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for after the purpose and character of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in falsehood," or, look at this, "without purpose." Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, "And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves." That is, separate yourselves, look at this, "for a special holy purpose. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Joshua 7:13 says, "Sanctify." Set apart for a holy purpose the people, and say, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, there are accursed things in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away from among you the things devoted to destruction. 1 Chronicles 20 and 18. O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the mind of your people and direct and establish their hearts towards you. You're going to have to finish running the rest of your own reference. God has thoughts towards you, brothers and sisters, according to his purpose. And he has plans too. But they're not specifically, the Bible doesn't say that God has a plan for you. See, you got to seek him with your heart, with your mind, with your soul, with your will, with your intellect. You got to see him. You got to understand him. His purpose. And then you got to make your plan. And here God comes, Emmanuel, God with you, and helps you to perfect and fulfill his purpose, your plan, your will surrendered to his will. His will being done on earth. Hallelujah. Oh, brothers and sisters, we are living in one of God's most beautiful times. I told everybody here yesterday, I was last night and this morning too, I had my own Hallmark. You know them Hallmark movies? Well, yesterday, Ted Line had his own Hallmark movie. Ted Mark movie. Yesterday was one of the most extraordinary days I've ever lived. I don't know how many of you, I just asked this person that came for deliverance if I could audio them and if I could feel them. It's not up on YouTube because Jose hasn't finished blocking out the face of the person whose story that I was able to bring. I don't even know what time it was. Don't have a clue. But I thought I saw her on here a bit ago. I do right here. You must hear her testimony. See right here, Atlanta. Aliana, sorry. I was able to record the audio. Look. You got to be able to, don't be talking about, Erica, keep going from one thing to the other. I do because I live that way. I focus on one thing at a time. But this is the kind of, stuff happened all day, every day at the Ted Line here. So I have to be able to multitask. If I minister to two people a day, that's two whole different stories. If I minister to five, that's five whole different Ted Marks. Story. But yesterday, she said it was about 1:15. Thank you for helping me. If you go to Spreaker, I think it's on Spreaker. What is it on yet? It's on Spreaker yesterday, because I remember I took down this. I took this off So the only message on Spreaker from yesterday is Aliana's testimony. It had everybody in the room crying. It had me repenting. You know? Because it softened my heart. Jessica says she heard on YouTube last night. It's up. Audio, but not the video. So Jessica says she heard it on YouTube last night. Just audio, okay. But you gotta hear this. It's a Hallmark movie. Ted Mark, sorry. It will strengthen you. Jennifer R. says, I stayed up way too late listening. I couldn't put it down. And you know what? It's a story of overcoming. It's a story of love. It's a story about how one person, God used one person, a deliverance minister named Kelly, to extend his love to one of his children that didn't even want it at first, was scared of the deliverance. And it's so profound, I just love it. She was scared of the deliverance minister. Thank God. Because the deliverance minister is aggressive like me. I guess we scare people. I'm going to keep on scaring you too. Scare you to salvation. Scare you to deliverance and scare you to healing. Jessica say amen and a story of persevering. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For those of you on the Blog Talk and those of you on Spreaker that haven't heard it, you gotta go to YouTube. And what's the name of it? I don't know, but it's from yesterday. And brothers and sisters, some of you are going to find it hard to believe. Nevertheless, it's the truth. It's the truth. And the only reason God is revealing the truth is to make you a believer. And to maybe cause you to look at your own love life with him. Are you hearing me this morning? We done covered a lot of stuff in this hour. But I'm going to tell you something. God had planted his own love in this young woman. And even after having been sold into a church, a false church, a fake church, a sex trafficking church, drug dealing church, cult, she never lost sight. And that's not even half the story. Half the story. She never lost. I could say Jesus never left her, because she left him. And rightly so. She was angry. But, brothers and sisters, I think if you know him, better yet, if he knows you, he said, and you know what? He revealed himself to us this morning. Do you know that? Are you aware of that? He revealed himself a little bit ago. I got to deal with that too. As Emmanuel, God with us. See, that's how God works. Oh, Jessica just posted it. And she says, a story of how much he loves me to keep pursuing me even when I ran. You see, oh man, some of you come on this tail line and you just think it's for you. It's not. It's for God. It's for God to equip you to be able to extend love to people like this. And you know what else came out? Her calling. Her calling came out after the deliverance. I'm telling you, it was a Ted Mark movie setting. A story of how much he loves me to keep pursuing me even when I ran. Yeah, Jessica, you're right. Ted Line is for God. And it always has been and it always will be. Because of you all, really. I mean, I love God. What Erica Campbell say? I love God. You love God? I love God. We love God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And you know what? It's from the inner man. From the inner man. It ain't phony. It ain't fake. And it ain't religious. And that's part of why I love it. Religion is okay. Remember, I ain't got no problem with religion because religion leads people to Christ, some people. Ingrid said, he'll never leave nor forsake us. I know. Jesus never let me go, even when I got mad, blamed and ran from him. Natasha say yes. Joanne Butler say amen. Deborah Hill say to bring him glory. So I ain't got no problem with religion. I just know that it's harder to get a religious person delivered than it is a cold sinner. Because a religious person will tell you 100 reasons why it's not needed. A sinner will say, I need Jesus. Because Jesus brought them to that point. A religious person will say, I know all there is to know. A sinner will say, I need help. A religious person will say, well, Jesus said, a sinner will say, I'm ready. A religious person will say, surrender to what? I got everything I need. And they have everything they need. Except they're unable to see Jesus. They're unable to hear Jesus. They're unable to understand Jesus. Therefore, they lack everything they need to grow. They lack everything they need for Christ to indwell them. And religion will fail you. Jesus says, lo, I'm with you even unto the end of the world. and mean it. And mean it. This is Sister Erica. I see you tomorrow on the tail line, if the Lord say the same. Don't forget, we should have the video up on YouTube soon as Jose finishes blotting out what he got to blot out. You need to see him, hear him, and understand him. Him who? Jesus. And it's got to be through your inner man.
Of the hero.